It's a television show. Two words. First word, three syllables. First syllable, cricket. Cricket bat. Bat. The first syllable of the first word is bat. First word, third syllable. Showerhead? Firework. LED. Light. Flashing light. Festive light. Irritating blinky light?
No.
First word, third syllable, sounds like drive, steering wheel, car. Sounds like car. Far, bar, tar, jar, star. Oh, it was a twinkling star. Bat something star. How strange. Batman star? No. Second word, four syllables. Third syllable, is that the letter V? Flourish? Oh, something you write. Not a V. I have no idea. Would you like a cup of tea?
The Tea in Jeopardy Advent Calendar 2015 with Emma Newman.
It's all very quiet today. Has the postwoman been?
Yes, ma'am. She's been and gone.
You didn't try and shoot her again, did you?
No, ma'am. I've decided to give her a respite from our usual battle of wills.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
I want to lull her into a false sense of security before employing my master plan.
I don't want to know.
That's probably for the best, ma'am. The Kryptonians are awfully secretive about their punitive measures when dealing with outsiders.
Sorry, what was that, Latimer? I was just watching that high-rise trailer again. For science.
Nothing, ma'am.
Well, shall we go to the 25th of December to have a sneaky peek at our present? Card first, please, Latimer. Oh, it's the Lichford Vicarage at Christmas, with a ghostly shape standing by the door. The inscription reads, Christmas greetings from Lichford, with high hopes for New Year. I suspect our friend Mr. Paul Cornell has something to do with this Christmas card.
I don't suppose that ghost is him, Mum.
Latimer, no it isn't.
Ah, well. At least we have high hopes for New Year.
Present next. Ooh, it's a mulled wine kit. Well, that will definitely come in useful. I think it's somewhat fitting as well, because judging by Paul's 12 blogs of Christmas this year, there's an awful lot of mulling going on.
Shall we return to the 15th of December, ma'am?
Yes, please. What better time than Christmas to disappear into an intricately woven fantasy world filled with beautiful gods and intrigue? I'm talking, of course, about The 100,000 Kingdoms by the fabulous N.K. Jemisin. We all need a bit of Nahadoth in our lives. Now for some festive cheer, I think. Little chickens! You have just listened to the 15th episode of the Tea and Jeopardy Advent Calendar 2015. For more Tea and Jeopardy, go to www.teaandjeopardy.com. And if you would like to become a member of the Order of the Sacred Teacup to support the show, go to www.patreon.com/teaandjeopardy.